The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, while discussing in the context of speaking Lashon Kiya, tells us an incident about several Kohanim that are being Cholik in Menachos, and one says Higiani ke Zayis, and the other says Higiani ke Zonav Altar. In other words, like a Shevetz. So the Gemara says after that they checked about him, and they found something shemitz psul, right? Matzubal shemitz psul. So Rashi learns that they were boydik and they found that he was really a cholo. However, the Rabbeinu Chananel has a different shot there. He says, "Batku achrav." Not that it was a chalalus, but rather. The Rabbi Nachmanal says, "Dvar avodah zarah." In other words, that apparently that this kohen at one time had worship of avodah zarah. So the Rav said, "Why is it that the Rabbi Nachmanal doesn't learn like Rashi? Because it says psul. That so if he's a cholol is not a kohen at all. It's mufka from kahuna. If he'll do avodah b'chayiv al tzar, and so it's not a psul. It's mufka completely. So." So in terms of this halacha of a kohen who worshipped avodah zarah, that is possible to do avoda. So the Rav said that halacha is not because of the mumrus or the ma'aseh of avodah zarah, but it's simply that the shem of avodah zarah is ma'us and passes for avoda, and the proof to that, he said. He quoted the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that even the kelim, shenishtamshu beis chanyo, even the utensils, the kelim that were used in beis chanyo in Mitzrayim, those were also possible to be used in for avodah. So of course, there's no mumras as relates to the kli. The kli is not a balchai. So you see, it's just the shem of Avodah Zarah itself passels, and the nafkamina about this, the Rav said, is that. There's a discussion about whether a Gabi Nesias Kapayim, so a kohen who worshipped Avodah Zarah, is possible for Nesias Kapayim. So those who say that therefore a kohen who's Mechal Shabbos also can't be Noisik Kapov, and that's actually the way the Mishnah Brewer paskins, because Kol Mechal Shabbos Kila Oved Avodah Zarah, so it's the equivalent of Avodah Zarah, and he's possible for Nesias Kapayim. However, the Rav said that Ramesh Soloveitchik used to tell Kohanim, even if they were Mechalei Shabbos, to Duchen, because he said it's the dimion of Kol Oved Avodah Zarah, Mechalei Shabbos is like an Oved Avodah Zarah is in the Ma'ase Aveira, but Shabbos is not Mechilas Shabbos is not Avodah Zarah, and here it doesn't depend on the Ma'ase Aveira. But you see, because even the Kelim Shinishtamsu Apostle, it's just a Shem Avodah Zarah, so that doesn't relate to Chilul Shabbos, and therefore he can still duchen. And there could be an afkamin in this also. If a kohen worshipped Avodah Zarah, if he did tshuva, can he do avoda? Because the Ram says in Bias Mikdash. At the end of Perek Tes of Hilchos Bias Mikdash Loch Yud Gimel, he says a kohen that was over v'ozer ben b'shoyi ben b'mezid, af of b'shechose b'tshuva gemura, harezi lo yishamis. And similarly says in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim Perek Tes Vav Loch Gimel, kohen she'over avodah zarah ben b'oynis, ben b'shgoga. Alpha Bishasa Chuva Ainu Noise is Kap of the Olam. So the Khen Koin the Ram Kandir Zara. So you see it's not if it were the Maisa Vera, then if he did it Bashoyu Ba'oinis, or if he did Chuva, he should be kosher again. But it's not the Mumris that passes, it's the Shem of Vodazora itself, the Shem Levi, and that's not Poker. So those those who disagree with the Ram in the Agos Maimini quotes, they think it's the Maisa Aveira, so you can do tshuva, or maybe when you see the eye of the Rav quote from Beis Chonyo, that it's not the Maisa Aveira, they think that the Avodah, if you worship the Avodah Zorah, that if he does tshuva, so that's machshuhim. It's like ki'ish acher. And therefore he would, the Hakos Maimonides holds that he could would be kosher again to do the avodah.